For those of you that don't know me, I'm Crystal. My husband is Kyler. He was just up here hosting today. He's a helicopter pilot, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. And we have two boys, ages 4 and 7. And two of my biggest passions in life are cake and marriage. Kind of a funny combination, right? But I love baking cakes and cupcakes, and I have a little side business going on that. But the other thing that I love is marriage. So I have this big dream of one day having a wedding venue on the property that we'll own down the line, and also holding marriage retreats there. So it'll be great because people can, you know, get married, and when they need to work out their problems later on, they can come back to the same property and kind of like work it out with us. It'll be great. And a few years ago, I decided I should write a business plan because every good business needs a great business plan, right? So the problem is this topic completely overwhelmed me. I was actually hoping that my husband would do the business side of my dream because I really just wanted to bring the vision and just all the excitement behind it, right? So I decided to be brave and take some baby steps. And so I went online and I printed out a business plan template just to fill in the blank, right? No, it was so hard. I didn't even know how to find the information, let alone like, you know, put numbers down. It was really difficult. But I kind of just prayed through the whole experience and just said, God, you know, if you're going to put this on my heart, if this is going to be something that you've ingrained in me as a desire, I'm just going to trust that you're going to help me figure out the rest of it. And I committed that night that I wouldn't give up. And so the next day, I go to Chico to visit my mom, and we were in the mall there in the play area with my kids, and this little 5-year-old girl comes up to me and sits down, and she says, oh, your kid is so cute. How old is he? And we talk for a couple of minutes, and then out of the blue, she said, so how's your business plan going? And I was like, oh my gosh, this 5-year-old girl, how does she know this? Like, I wish at that moment, to be honest, I wish I would have said, you know what, this part right here is really, I'm really struggling with this part. Like, do you have anything to add to it? Because apparently you know something I don't know. But I didn't do that. Instead, I kind of freaked out, was in complete shock, and I tried to figure out how she would have known this. So I said, how do you know about a business plan? And she said, oh, I just know. I said, well, do your parents have a business plan? Thinking she may have overheard them. And she says, no, I just know. And then she just kind of ran away and started playing again. And I was left there like, what just happened? I still to this day don't exactly know what happened, but I believe that God was really trying to get through to me. And from that experience, I could see that he knew I was struggling the night before, and he knew how big of a deal it was for me to endeavor into a business plan, and it was so much confirmation for me that I was going the right direction. And years since then, now every time I get really discouraged or overwhelmed, that is something that I can remember, and it's been a really big strength for me. And the Holy Spirit speaks to us in so many ways. Today we're going to look at just 4 of them. And a lot of people in the church have been asking, how do you hear from this Holy Spirit? And when he does speak, what is it like? What does it feel like? And so we've been in this sermon series on the Holy Spirit now for 2 months, and so we're going to continue that today. And so my talk today is entitled Hearing from God, the Language of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to start out in John 10. You can go ahead and look that up. It's going to be John 10, 27 through 30. It says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The cool thing about this is John wrote this, and he was one of Jesus' disciples. So he was like Jesus' best friend, and he knows what it feels like to firsthand hear God's voice call him and then respond. So he's talking right here, John being like the sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and Jesus being like the shepherd. And it's great because John, there's nothing special about him. He's just a normal dude, just like me and you. And so this is not something for super spiritual people to hear God. This is something that is available for everyone. And the first way that God speaks to us that we're going to look at today is Jesus speaking through Scripture. And in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people in every good work." So the Bible is Holy Spirit inspired. So even though just a normal dude, John, writing the book of John, every single word was inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is relevant to all people, all cultures, and all ages for all time. It reminds us of truth, it encourages us, and it teaches us what God is like. For example, unconditional love. We know that Jesus has unconditional love for us because we read it in the Scriptures. And the examples and the stories he shares in there, it affects us when we hear about it. I feel like if Jesus will stand up for a woman caught in sin and being stoned, what will he do for me? He'll stand up for me too. The second way God speaks is through Scripture. Sorry, through creation. And in Psalm 19:1-4, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world, and in the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun." Like I said earlier, my husband's a helicopter pilot, and so he sends me a whole bunch of these pictures. Yes, he takes photos while he is flying a helicopter. And last week, he was flying from Montana to Georgia and took this picture over the Colorado Rockies. And he was at about 10,000 feet, and the mountains were still way above him. And when I see pictures like this, or when I'm driving up the I-5, I'm just in awe of all the beauty and detail that God has put into creation. It's just all pointing to there being a creator. And I feel like creation also shows God's humorous side, too. Like, have you ever thought of, like, a vulture, okay? No, vultures are typically, like, gross and black, dark birds, right? But vultures are actually, like, the earth's garbage disposal, right? God just decided to create something that is going to take care of all the decay of the earth, and that's how it's going to get its food. It's hilarious to me. So the third way that God speaks to us is through our experiences. And just like the story of the little girl coming up to me, those experiences that we have really portray God's love and his compassion and his empathy in our lives. And they really are kind of a game changer for us. And they bring a lot of hope. They can kind of sometimes come off as coincidences. But you kind of know when you're experiencing God and it hits you in such a way that without a shadow of a doubt, that it was God speaking to you, you know that those coincidences are not just by chance, that God is actually stopping to speak to us and connect with us. And the way God speaks to me the most is this way. For example, I'll be praying that maybe God would help me to grow in a certain area of my life, and then I go and talk to a friend, and they share a story with me or some topic that totally interacts with exactly what I'm trying to learn. And then I go in my car and listening to the radio and I hear like a quote or a song that really gives me even more insight into what I'm asking. And then maybe I'll go on Facebook and read an article that gives me way more information. I end up seeing this pattern of how God is kind of connecting me with everything that I need to kind of grow and thrive in life. And we get to experience him and it just kind of lights you up a little. The fourth way that God speaks to us is in supernatural ways. And in 1 Corinthians 12, talks about spiritual gifts. And it's a way that we get to interact with God. We get to be a part of him speaking. And he gets to speak through us. And we get to bless the people around us. Healings are a great example of this. When God comes and heals someone miraculously, that person is not just physically changed. Internally, they are feeling God's love and compassion, and he is meeting them in a place of their need. Prophetic words are another example. And in 2 Peter 1:21, It says, "For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." A few years ago, I was at a women's Bible study, and some people in the church were going to come and give us prophetic words. And what that means is that they spent some time praying to God and asking what he wanted to share with us. So when it was my turn, a guy came up to me and he said, "You know, I see kind of a picture of you running a hurdles race, and you get up and, you know, run really fast, and just as you get to the top of the hurdle, your foot clips the top of it and you do a face plant right into the ground. And then the same thing happens over and over, and you try really hard and bam, right on the ground, bam, right on the ground. But every time you get up, your face is just so determined and you're not giving up, no matter if you know you might fail again." And he said, "I feel like God wants me to tell you that he sees that you're struggling in this way, but he wants you to know that it's not going to be for much longer." And about halfway through that time, I was in complete ugly tears, crying. I couldn't contain myself. And I was just kind of trying to hold it in enough so that I wasn't going, you know, and I could hear, so that I could hear the rest of what he wanted to say. But that was huge for me because I never even met that guy. And I had been having a hard time, and I would have never been able to come up with such an example to explain how I felt during that time. And so it was like God came to me and explained, "I know exactly what you're feeling. I know exactly what you're going through." And from that point on, I had so much hope. I knew that whatever happened, he was in it with me. He wasn't just up in heaven kind of doing his own thing. He was personal and real for me. So back to our original scripture of John 10. It says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them." From that experience at the Bible study, I knew that God knew me. He knew what my thoughts were, what my heart was feeling, even if I had never said it out loud. He knew exactly what was going on with me and what I was struggling with. And when we experience God supernaturally, we feel his love. We know he is hearing our prayers and encouraging us. And God says he is our shepherd. And when he speaks, it helps us know how to follow him. He shows us where he is leading us. And this is how our God that we do not see with our eyes becomes so tangible and real to us. He is so personal and wants us to experience his presence in love, and he genuinely cares for our well-being. So the Holy Spirit speaks in so many different ways. We've only talked about four of them today. But the question is, are we listening? The amount of ways that God is able to speak to us is endless. And it's beautiful because each of us are so different, right? So we have different needs in how we can receive from God. And since he is not limited to just one way, he is able to come and connect with us and love us in the ways that mean most to us, in ways we will feel most loved. So we need to position ourselves to listen. We need to spend time reading scripture and inviting the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us as we're reading. We also need to keep our eyes and our ears open as we live our lives so that we won't miss when God speaks to us through our experiences. And we definitely need to be open to how God can speak to us through other people, miraculously, even if it's a 5-year-old girl when we are in the middle of the mall. Would you please stand with me? As I was praying in preparation for this, I really felt like God was highlighting that there's a lot of discouragement on this topic. And I felt like he highlighted 5 lies that are common to believe in this area that he really wanted to speak truth on. So here they are. He won't speak to me. He speaks to everyone but me. I just can't. I've tried. I can't hear from him the way other people can. And this is the truth that I feel like he wants you to know today if you are connecting with those lies. Jesus did not die on the cross so that someday in heaven you will be able to experience his presence. He died so that our sins would be forgiven, and in turn, we would be able to hear him and experience him right now. You were not created to feel like you try and you try to be close to him and never get to him. That would be hell. You were created to hear from God and for him to be so real to you right now. Let me pray for you. Dear Lord, thank you so much that we can expect that you are going to speak to us, that we're going to experience you, and that you can be a source of encouragement for us, Lord. I pray that you would open the eyes and the ears of everyone here to be able to hear from you this week, that you would be more real and more tangible in their lives than ever before. I pray for hope and expectation to rise in a sense of hunger for the Holy Spirit and for more of you in their lives, Lord. Thank you so much that each one of them are here today. In Jesus' name, amen.